Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 15th of May 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and a D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7MAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Save the new date. Myena Hamfest is back. It's been a long time between drinks, but after 4 years, the Myena Hamfest returns in 2022, and at this stage, it will be on Saturday, 19th November. Please note that we have brought the day forward one weekend to miss the VHF and above Spring Field Day and may be bringing it forward another week so we can get vendors down to VK7. Watch this space. Held at the very well-appointed and heated Great Lake Community Hall at Myena in the Central Highlands of Tasmania. We have all amateur radio clubs in VK7 involved in the organising group to promote this as the preeminent biennial VK7 Hamfest. Do you have an idea how to make the Hamfest an even better event? Would you like to see something in particular at the Hamfest? Let us know at vk7arnews@gmail.com. We're talking with many suppliers to try and get them to bring down lots of goodies. There will be also pre-loved tables available. Barbecue lunch will also be available for purchase and raffle, with some very nice prizes will also be on offer. Mark it in your diary and make it a day out in the Highlands. More details as they come to hand. 73 Hamfest Organising Group. Conference news. WIA AGM wrap-up. Last weekend, the WIA Hybrid AGM and Virtual Conference was held in Hobart. The AGM was held in the Reese Club rooms from 10:30 a.m. to about 12:15 p.m. and was watched by over 130 people online and a group in the club rooms. At the AGM, there were two notable awards announced to VK7s. A huge congratulation to Hayden, VK7HH, who was awarded the Michael J. Owen Distinction Medal by the WIA Board. This was in recognition of service to amateur radio through the publication of HRDX Internet website and the HRDX YouTube video streaming channel. These internet and social media streaming outlets are educational, informative, entertaining and inspirational, appealing to both younger and newer recruits as well as the older stalwarts of the amateur radio service. This is only the second MJO Distinction Medal to be issued. Congratulations also to Rex, VK7MO, who received another WIA Al Shawsmith Award for Journalism for his article, Antarctica and the Australian Antarctic Program, published in AR Magazine, Issue 5. Congratulations to Hayden and Rex. WIA Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway Wrap-Up. We then moved down to the Aurora Lecture Theatre in the IMAS UTAS complex on the wharves in Hobart. This for an afternoon of presentations with an Antarctic Gateway theme. The first presentation was by Professor L. Leanne, was entitled Mixed Signals, The Impact of Wireless on the Australasian Antarctic Expedition 1911-14. This was a fascinating presentation about wireless officer Sidney Jeffries, who under trying circumstances and latent mental illness was able to make Antarctic Wireless a success following earlier failure. Drawing on a collaborative research project with polar historian Ben Madison and psychologist Kimberly Norris, Professor Leanne examines the impact of wireless on the interpersonal dynamics of the expedition. focusing particularly on Jeffries as a way of understanding the important but destabilising role this technology played during Australia's first Antarctic exhibition. Our second presenter was our very own Rex Moncur, VK7MO, was Director of Australian Antarctic Division, AAD, between 1988 and 1999, and his presentation covered many aspects of Antarctica, including the geopolitics, history, amateur radio connections, the move to the NRSAT satellite system, the rebuilding program, and finishing with some examples of Murphy's Law. Our third presentation was Dr. Andrew Klekovchuk from the Atmospheric Studies in the Australian Antarctic Program at the Australian Antarctic Division. Andrew covered the early history of atmospheric research through into the Australian National Antarctic Research Expeditions, ANARE, in 1947, with a focus on upper atmosphere and cosmic ray physics and meteorology. Today, an emphasis of the Australian Antarctic Program is on understanding the Antarctica's role as a driver and regulator of the global climate system. In this talk, I will outline some of the history and developments in Australian studies of the Antarctic atmosphere and give an overview of current and research future directions. The fourth and fifth presenters were Peter Yates, VK7PY, and Kim Briggs, VK7KB, and was titled Antarctic Communications Challenges and Review. The presentation covered a review of communications from 1960s through to the present day, and the challenges of providing communications in Antarctica. Peter took the audience through a brief illustrated history of communications in Antarctica. This will include the high-frequency, high-power stations that provided the lifeline for the Australian stations from the 1940s through to the 1980s when the NRSAT satellite system was put in place. The installation changed the way the bases were managed in a huge way. The 24/7 bandwidth enabled real-time remote management of many aspects of the bases. This was further developed into each base having reasonable bandwidth, enabling expeditioners to access the internet and email in almost real time. Peter showed some of the challenges that present when you were setting up communication systems and finished up with a look at communications at Casey Station, thanks to the current communications technician, Warren, VK7WN, VK0WN. Kim then showed some of the marine science that has been undertaken with the AAD. These presentations are becoming available from the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. Thanks to all involved in making this happen and supporting our national representative body, the WIA. 73, WIA Virtual Conference Organising Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, Manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 13 May 2022 is in the emailed version of the broadcast. Herman was asked a few days ago what the standard size of a QSL card should be. Amateurs are asked to keep the size of QSL cards to a single page within the ITU guidelines of 144mm by 90mm. If you would like your cards mailed to you, please send me some stamps in lieu of stamped addressed envelopes. Herman also delivers QSL cards on an opportunity basis as he travels around the state occasionally. WIA members have a free mail-out service once a year to their listed address. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, the address being vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air, the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, meets twice weekly. Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410 73L BK7AN, Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We start this week with a couple of observations from Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. I was just listening to a Spanish station on about 7.128 kHz, lower sideband. A VK3 kept trying to break in for about 15 minutes. I thought, wow, conditions are good. This was at 3:15 p.m. Then a G4 AIR called him to go to 7.138, but he didn't, but I did. But the thing is, G4 AIR, with a very English-sounding French and Dutch station, have been having a regular net for some considerable time. As conditions change, the other stations come up in signal strength. The net runs every workday, not weekends, and they were over the moon to hear a VK. Thanks for the heads up, Nick. So if you would like to try for a net with a European flavour, then check out 7.138 kHz, lower sideband at about 1530. But remember, this net is only operating on weekdays and not weekends. Nick also reported that 7.125 kHz AM is very much alive. He has had QSOs with over 30 VK stations in the last 10 days. Between this, building QRP, test transmitters and the testnet technet on Wednesday nights, we wonder where he finds the time for everything. Also, this weekend, there is a very slow Morse competition, hosted by the St. George Amateur Radio Society. The intention of the Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest is to remember Don Edwards, VK2 November Victor, Silent Key, a long-time member of the St. George Amateur Radio Society and keen Morse operator. A further intention of the contest is to encourage amateurs who rarely or never use Morse code to give it a try. The 80-metre section was held yesterday, so we can forget that part, but the 40-metre section will be held today, Sunday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 0300 to 0600 hours UTC on 40 metres. The contest is open to all VK and ZL amateurs. Many amateurs have rarely or never used Morse code since they passed their exam or never needed to learn Morse code for their licences. This contest is to encourage the inexperienced or rusty operators to try their hand or fist at Morse. For this reason, the contest will be a slow Morse contest, with a speed limit of 10 words per minute, no keyboards or screens, all sent by hand and received by ear. I was wondering if this was homework for the TestNet CW course that Nick conducts on a Wednesday night. Hi. Good luck to all those who enter. Have a go. Specific contest information link can be found on the text version or go to the link on the email edition of this broadcast for their club site. Mug order. Yes, we were talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one, then please see Andre at Coffee Mornings or at the Technical Night. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm the order. And anyone who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. Upcoming events. Club Tech Night. Wednesday, 18th May, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. TestNet and TechNet. Wednesday, 25th May, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7WW. Malcolm White presentation, 15th June at about 20:00. Apart from being a licensed amateur at an early age and a CW aficionado, the major topic is to be his association with Ray Norton, VK380N, at the time of Ray's pioneering Earth-Moon-Earth EME achievements in the 1960s on the 2-metre band. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Repeater news, VK7RTC out of action. Currently, the north-south link via VK7RTC is down. The broadcast cannot be heard on this repeater, and Harry cannot run a broadcast from the southern end. Those who normally use VK7RTC can hear the broadcast on VK7RAD from the Queen's Domain, or you can hear the broadcast on DMR Talk Group number 5. Harry hopes to hear from everyone up north soon. 73 Harry VK7HXT. Local activity on 2 metres SSTV in Hobart. Last Thursday evening, we had some new people front up and take part in our southern SSTV net, currently happening on Thursday evenings at 19:30. Local time. We had a total of 8 people transmitting pictures at various times, with some really great quality images that spanned many interests. We also had at least one listener that we know of, and perhaps more. We offered some advice, and I'm confident next week there will be more operators transmitting pictures as well. Great to hear some of the call signs on the air. Some I've not heard for a long while. Thanks for coming on. Thanks to Ken, VK7KRJ, who has modified his website to display the images received in almost real time on his website. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. 6 winning ways to make contact. We're lucky to have QRP guru Peter Parker, VK3YE in Tasmania, visiting family towards the end of May, and he has agreed to give us a presentation and share his vast QRP radio experience. This presentation, called 6 Ways to Make Contacts, will explore some great ideas for you to get contacts using low power. As in the past, I'm sure this will be a fantastic and humorous talk from this amateur radio QRP guru. A huge thank you to Peter, and we look forward to the presentation, which will be at 7:30 p.m. on 25th of May 2022 in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, 73 Reist Committee. Training and Assessment. Reist's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is Saturday, the 28th of May, 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Justin, VK7TW, and Rex, VK7MO, reviewed the WIA AGM and Open Forum and WIA virtual conference with a focus on Professor L. Lien's keynote presentation. Justin did a quick review on the progress of the small 160-metre vertical antenna with contacts made with VK 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, ZL, YE1, Whisper and FT8. We then started a new segment called An Occasional Series on Notable Morse Keys. This week is a bathtub key, and Justin showed 2 from his collection. These keys were used in the RAF, Lancaster, Halifax, Stirling and Wellington bombers. Justin then showed pictures from the Australian War Memorial and the G for George exhibition. The bathtub key was designed to be an enclosed key so sparks could not ignite fuel gas and was totally insulated to protect from the switched high voltages with gloves. Justin has been doing some testing on the VK5JST SWR power meter with the 160-meter vertical and doing a comparison with an ATU-100 ATU. We finished with a reminder of our presentation on 25th of May, Peter Parker, VK3YE, 6 ways to make a contact using QRP. This week we will have a look at the galena crystals used in the early crystal receivers like those used in Antarctica. There is some interesting 30-meter interference issue, another interesting Morse key, and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Hamfest news. Third annual YouTubers Hamfest 2022. Chasing the Grey Line. This online Hamfest includes Hayden, VK7HH, from the Ham Radio DX, and happens online from May 28 to the 30th. For more information, take a look at the website on the email edition of this broadcast. Contest news. Oceana DX Contest 2021 results published. The Oceana DX OCDX Contest Committee is pleased to announce that the final results of the 2021 OCDX Contest are now published on their website. Congratulations to all the winners and thank you for your participation in this 76th running of the contest, which was originally initiated by the WIA and NZART in 1935 as the VKZL International DX Contest. We had a fantastic turnout despite the relatively poor ionospheric conditions and COVID restrictions limiting de-expedition activity. A total of 1,908 logs were submitted, consisting of 1,178 phone logs and 730 CW logs. This is well up on the previous record of 1,603 logs in 2020 and sets a new benchmark for the OCDX contest. The full report on the contest, including the detailed results of all entrants and summaries of the winners and those who set new records, is now published in our website under the results tab. Plaque recipients are listed on the 2021 plaque winners page and the 2021 certificates are available online for downloading and printing from the certificates page. A reminder that the 2022 contest will again be held over the first two full weekends of October as follows. Phone section 0600 UTC Saturday 1 October to 0600 UTC Sunday 2 October 2022. CW section 0600 UTC Saturday 8 October to 0600 UTC Sunday 9 October 2022. We look forward to seeing you all again in October. 73 Oceana DX Committee. Editor's note, notable that there were three VK7s in the CW section, VKs 7BO, GN and KPC, and there were 14 VK7 stations in the phone low and high power sections. Regular VK7 gatherings over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rochely Club Rooms from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday 18th May from 19:30 hours in NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday 25th May, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. NWVK7, Wednesday at 2000 local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on VK7 RMD. NWVK7, Thursday, commencing at 09:30 UTC, 2030 local, NW Tassie 2-metre DXNet, 144.190 USB upper sideband, Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM, Reist Wags, Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon, Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. AEST. Events, Reist, 25 May, 6 ways to make contact with Peter Parker, VK3YE, 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, 15th June, 8 p.m, Malcolm White presentation on Ray Norton, VK3ATN, 1960s EME achievements. Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, VK7, 19 November, VK7, Myena Hamfest, Great Lake Community Hall at Myena from 10 a.m. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7RI. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7TW, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB15, VK7MAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and, when it's working, VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have also been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day, 73, and stay safe. From Peter, VK7PD.